It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. My name is John Lowe. We're going to be talking about take back your control. At this time, I would like to petition God and say a prayer. I just would like to say, God, let every ear hear this show. Let them free themselves from the pain that holds them back from having a better life. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. This program will be about ordinary people in real pain, not the kind of pain you see on television, Housewives of Atlanta or Basketball Wives. So I'm trying not to put a division line among people, but to unite all people. Whenever you talk about religious or politics, that's what usually happens. So I'm just a person want to help my brothers and sisters to have a better balanced life and use the Bible as an aid to enrich your life. I would like this program to help people to grow spiritually and encourage you to look at some of your dreams again and motivate you and try not to give up so easy. We will only go over two or three scriptures so you don't get, too much at one time and get choked on the word. But like I say, welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. My name is John Lowe. The topic is take back your control. Now we're going to go to a short break.
This is a TV.
Oh,
You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine,
a national flyer buddy system,
an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio,
your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
I welcome you to the Ministry of Motivation. My name is John Lowe, and you listen to the show on Hip Hop National Radio. We're going to get into the topic tonight, Take Back Your Control. We're going to go to the first scripture tonight. And you find that scripture at Romans chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. That's Romans chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. I'm not reading from the King James Version Bible. I'm using a Bible study guide book to help me to comprehend the scripture a little bit more easily. So I doesn't have a King James Version, but I do have a King James Version on hand, but I'm not reading from the King James Version. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there to everybody. So let's go to the first scripture of the night. That's Romans chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. And it reads, you say, do you not know that if you keep presenting yourself to anyone as slaves to obey him, you are slaves of him because you obeyed him, either of sin with death in view or of obedience with righteousness in view. But thanks to God that you were the slave of sin, but you became obedient from the heart of that form of teaching to which you were handed over. Yes, since you were set free from sin, you became slaves to righteousness. Taking back your control. What you going to do about it? You have the power to change your life. One of the first things is to get the negative peoples out your life. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. You don't have fears. You have other people's fears. See, that's what's been implanted in your mind. That's why people don't understand themselves. Most of their life, they had to live in someone else's story. Stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must work on yourself. Monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. See, knowing your purpose, kill that word, but. See, but is a dream killer. But is an argument for your limitation and an excuse to keep your arguments. Master your skill of handling life obstacles that robbing you from your joy. You must push your limitations well beyond your expectations. Why you wouldn't move out the way and let limitation progress? Because of being separated from your concentration on your personal mistakes, you would feel like giving up. You cannot overlook the challenge of your shortcomings. You have to learn how to admire those unselfish, devoted obstacles was robbing you from your joy. Then you became unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decisions, only hindering you from receiving your blessings. I refuse to be enslaved in my own mind. Enslaved belong to our corruption condition of the mind. The key to true freedom is independence from yourself. That inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life, where the pain confused your judgment, now you're making choices that hurt every step in your life, picking bad relationships, people abusing your body and your mind, people telling you that you can't make it in this world without them, and nobody wants you. You need to switch the mind game and ask them, why are you with me? They will try to give you a crazy answer, like, I feel sorry for you. Bedarkened individuals cannot see their glory, so people will try to force their pain in your life. The key to true freedom is independent from other people's opinion of you. The key to true freedom is independent from other people's opinion of you. Encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. The evil is trying to materialize the kind heart you have. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. To the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And it reads, and the hope does not lead to disappointment, because the love of God has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit, which was given us. The ultimate challenge is keeping conquering the evil by controlling the anger. These things keep your heart unlocked so that you could live. Reframe your heart that contribute to your mind. You must grow and prevail despite of opposition according to God's love. Condemn all of the displeasing, wondering, do people really care about me? You have to condemn that torment. So you introduce a meaningful question. How can I find happiness and repel the heartbreaking world that's so evil to me? You must ask yourself what it takes to further research to drive myself. What must I do to inherit my freedom? Avoid distraction. Hope don't require no explanation. Everyone at times finds it hard to obey. You have to learn to be obedient in the mind. I failed to notice that my mind was not with me. You're going to take bitter regrets, decision that entice you to pursue unwise decision to live in an ungodly world. Because we're not perfect, people say, they can't see the forest because of the trees. If you cut down the trees, do not the trees make the forest? I do not know a lot of philosophy, but can I try to translate this in my own word or in my own way? Through my observance of people, I realize the misconception. When some people look for attention in other people, can't get it from who they need it from. So they tolerate being ignored because they feel like the person harnessing bitterness in their life, so they are forgiveness of the person to the point that they desire to make them happy, but trying to take away their emptiness, but in the process, that's what you took out of yourself. Your happiness is gone. So then you rely on other people to put it back in you. So you go to God, and God says, I cannot process your request at this time. You're not strong enough to compress your understanding. So before I can process this, you must change your mindset. Pain recall too many ugly scars left on your emotions that will not go away, that will contribute to feeling downheartedness. Stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control in your life. So the things that you have to do is go to the scriptures and start reading the word and ask God to help you to make discernment about life and decisions that you make in your life. You always got to monitor your inner conversation with yourself. But that's the biggest problem with a lot of people in this world. They never ask themselves some questions. And they assume that they know the right answer to that question, but they lead them down to the wrong road or the crossroad. But I learned that if you have no enemy inside of you, the enemy outside can't hurt you. So you got to avoid distraction. People always trying to make you live their life. Confidence of their own life, they doesn't have confidence. So then they try to put their pain into you. Then you go through life trying to make discernment about yourself, and you really don't know yourself. Because all your life you've been living somebody else's story. And that's what we need to get away from, is living somebody else's story. And live your own story, your own life. It's not an easy job to do, but it can be done with the aid of the Bible. You have to get, you know, you got to stop hanging around a bunch of negative people, because that's where a lot of the bad influence comes from, the things that you hear. So when life begins to knock at your door, and you doesn't have enough strength to withstand the blows in which that life is going to throw at you, you're going to fail in life. That's what the devil want to do, to mess with your mind. Life is all about changing your mindset. You have to control your thoughts. Because if not, your thoughts will control you. And we get confused sometime in life. And we get scared to ask questions and to ask people that got knowledge to help them to get to the next level in life. But people get scared and afraid to ask anybody for any help because they don't want to feel crazy or something like that. People always say, they might think I'm stupid if I ask them a question. Ask them a question, but the only stupid question is the one not answered. So it's best to always pursue somebody that you know in your family or friend, that somebody doing great things in their life. Find out what they did to become successful in life. So then you can follow their footsteps and find some of the key points in your life to help you to make discernment about life. We're going to go to a short break.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio with the Ministry of Motivation. Well, the topic is taking back your power, taking back your control. In life, we sometimes keep giving away a lot of our control. Whatever that it may be, if it can be a small thing, like if you stop biting your fingernail, if you stop smoking cigarettes, if you stop drinking, if you stop tapping your fingers or whatever that little thing that you used to do, those things got your control back. That was the first step in learning to take your control back in life. Sometimes we look at little things that do not mean a lot of things, a big thing in your life, but it do. So you got to take every and use it to help you, to guide you through life. So that's what I do. I use every little thing in life to help me, to guide me through life, what I can use it in my everyday walk of life or in life. And so you got to, yes, sir.
I want to say this to you. Because you were saying take back your control. Me personally, I want to give you a testimony of some things that I kind of personally went through, and want to get your thoughts on it. And we also got Twyla, who has joined us too, which I'll bring in a few minutes. But I personally was going through some things in the past 4 years. Got to say this, man. You know, I got laid off 4 years ago, and life hit me by surprise in many ways that I wasn't accustomed to. I just want to take you down the yellow brick road for a moment. I actually had a job for 25 years. I'll say I was 18 when I got that job. Prior to that job, I had another job for 3 years, and I was 15 when I got that one. So I haven't had many life experiences as far as my work area is concerned. Then I say in 2010, never forget the date, actually. It was May 4th, 2010. I was I was hit with a surprise that I was going to be laid off. My boss called me over to his desk, and here I am wondering, you know, what was going on. So I thought maybe I was in trouble. I had just returned back home from a vacation. And back to work from a vacation. We had gone out for 2 weeks, me and my family. We actually went on a tour. We had a very nice time, probably the best vacation I had in my life at that time. But we had went on a 7-city tour, returned back, and I got the news that I was being laid off. Mind you, that Hip Hop National was born in my mind at the time of prior to this being laid off, but I didn't know, have any idea of what I might do with it at all. Then I got hit by the news that I was, the boss called me over to his desk. I'm thinking I was in trouble, so I went over into the office that usually talk to people. He said, "Nah, come on downstairs with me." I said, "Do you think I need to get my stuff? am I being laid off or anything?" They said, "We'll talk about this when we get downstairs." So I said, "Oh, okay." And then we passed by the door that we usually when by it was by elevator when you're coming in, it's right as we were walking out, we passed by that door that we usually go to our job, where I usually go to my desk. I said, "Can I get my stuff while I'm right here?" And he said, "Nah, come on, let's go downstairs." I had no idea that I really was getting laid off, but something told me I was. At that time, a voice came in my head, and God told me, "Hip Hop National, remember that idea that I gave you? I want you to work on that." And at that point in time, I was so lost at that time. But prior to I heard that voice, I was lost, like, man, I'm about to lose my job. But the idea came to my head, and it started shining through and gave me a smile on my face. By the time I got down to human resources, I was smiling and saying, "Oh, thank God," you know. And my boss at the time actually was telling me, he was looking kind of more upset than me because he didn't want to give me that news. But he gave me that news, and then before I know it, I'm talking to human resources, and the lady telling me about my job had ended. That job is no longer open. So that with that news, the awakening was I no longer have a job. But at this time, like I said, a new news came to me. Well, God had woke me up saying, "Hey, you got this to work on." I got to be honest with you. That was a change of life for me. It was giving me my control. At the same time, I was losing control in another side of things. And I got to be, the journey hasn't been easy. But God has let me know that the control of what I have will all come back and all return full faith for me because he has assured me that this is what I'm supposed to do. Just wanted to share that with you. We got Twilight on deck, too.
How you doing, Frank?
Huh? Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
All right. I just got in here. I don't know the topic. I'm sorry. Just
you know what, Twyla, I thought this was you. I thought this was you, but let me go over to this caller's thing.
Okay.
I apologize, Twyla. Stay
That's
right
all
there.
Right.
You just stay in the tune.
Okay.
I thought this was you. 301-705, state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This is Sean XLG, hip-hop artist, author, book author. Calling on your hip hop show to say what's up to you and all the fans out there, and basically to kind of give you guys a shout out and let you all know that I have just dropped a new book along with Cool Rocker, the Legendary Fat Boys.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that, my man, but it's not a free commercial here right now. Right now we're talking about this topic. Really appreciate you dropping through. And if you'd like to talk about the topic with us, please feel free to join in. You want to talk about promoting your book, we can do that too as well. I appreciate you do coming through, but you got to understand that this is a radio show that's talking about Ministry of Motivation. You have to embrace the topic. We really appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. Sean, do you understand now?
Oh, I got you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. So what's your thoughts on tonight's topic?
I want to listen in a little bit more.
Not a problem, man. I really appreciate that. Go ahead, John. You got the floor, sir.
The topic is taking back your control. You can open the young lady's line back up.
I didn't hear you, John. Lost
you. You can open the young lady's line back open.
She wasn't ready, John. She had just called in.
Oh, she just said call in.
Yeah, she had just called in. She wasn't ready. I went to her line, did not thinking that this other line was because they got similar area codes. I got to apologize to her.
Okay, the topic what we're talking about is take back your control in life. It's all about changing your mindset. Those are things that you got to do is change your mindset. You got to get negative people out of your head, and you got to stop living other people's fears. See, we really doesn't have fears. The only fears that we have is what was implanted in our mind as we were growing up in life. And you have to separate yourself from other people's and from yourself, because we get confused sometimes. You got to ask yourself certain questions in life, and you got to monitor the conversation, what you have inside your head, because that determines your outcome in life, is the conversation that you're having in your head. So a lot of us don't ask the right questions and do the right things to really recognize the problem in which that we have. See, we have, as we were growing up, there's some pain that happened as we were kids or children in our life. And it contemplates with our everyday decision now. You got a lot of people making bad decisions, like picking bad relationships with people that are abusing their mind and their body, people telling them that, you know, you'll never be nothing without me and all those type of things. You need to get those type of people out of your life. You need to take your control back from them people. And sometimes it can be some people very close to you that express some harsh things in your life as you was growing up. So you have to give powerful evidence that your mind was establishing unreliable peace in your mind. See, sometimes people and parents and friends try to give advice, but their life is all out of whack. Nothing out of whack. Because you got to have a great relationship with God to get a good understanding. And you have to have peace within yourself. Only then, once you have peace within yourself, nobody outside can disturb your peace. And that's the main goal, is to get your mindset focused on things of life. As Porter was talking about the things that he had went through, that he had experienced with losing his job, and they gave him the idea of to come up with Hip Hop Nation. God spoke to him. He heard that inner voice. And so, see, life will make you act. You know, it was a critical option that he had to make, and he made that decision. And that's what we have to do in life, is focus in on our mind. And once he changed his mindset, and like he said, you know, the journey was not easy. He's still struggling and trying to make things much better, you know, and reach to a certain level. You know, I got to commend him for day in and day out trying to make this show work and all the work that he put into it and try to reach out to the people and help them to enlighten them about the music industry, but also about their spiritual life. Because Hip Hop Nation come on talking about spiritual things. And so those are some of the things that we want to recognize in our life is the spiritual side. But that was a great story that he told. And, you know, it's, that story, you know, inspired me because that's going to be a lot of things in your life that are going to make you stretch, and you got to do things to get out of your comfort zone. That's what life is all about. It's going to make you stretch. You got to get out your comfort zone. If you doesn't get out your comfort zone, you're going to stay stuck. In life, you want to get unstuck. So I try to use every little aspect of life to look at life and learn things. Because everyday little things go by and we do not recognize those things. And I love looking at kids and recognizing the things, how they look at life through their eyes, how they light up, you know. The kids see nothing but the truth. They're just like, say, a mother and a father, they've been arguing in the house. And they try to hide that from the kid, but the child knows something is wrong. Because a child's mind is not cluttered with a bunch of things in life. See, a child's mind is focused, is on learning. And so, but we as grown people, we got so many different things in our mind and so many different problems, and we can't get focused in life. And that interferes with our peace within ourselves. So then we need to push all your limitations beyond your expectations. Because if not, you're gonna be left behind and you're gonna get unstuck in life. You're gonna be stuck in life. Me myself, when I met Poetic, I'm also a manager guy. This is how I got started in the manager business. I went to this concert, they had an outside concert. Yeah. There was a guy that was an open mic. I mean, an open open act for Marvin Sisi, I think, for the old great blues thing. It was this blind guy was came on the stage, and he was an open act. And he said, after he got through with his show, he said beneath his voice, he wanted to sell 30 million records before he died. At that time, I heard him. I was listening to his heart. And I said to myself, that is possible for him to make music and become a professional artist. So, you know, I came to the young man and I approached him about, you know, getting together and stuff, let me work with him and try to help him out to reach his goal in life. But the point is, I knew at that moment that was my purpose in life. So sometimes you have to find your purpose in life, and that gives you the reason to continue in life and strive to focus on something better and bigger than yourself. But me and the guy, we started making some music and stuff like that, you know. The guy started working on his career, music career. And so, like I said, I turned to be a manager, stuff like that. But it was the spiritual side in me wanting to help this guy. And the only thing he needed was some guidance. He got the talent to do what he needed to do to become a professional singer or hip-hop artist. But he got to change his mind, and that's what the biggest problem was, his mindset. So in life, he needs to focus on the monitoring, the inner conversation in which that we have with ourselves. But if anybody out there got a story they would like to add on to the tonight's topic, taking back your control, you're welcome to make a comment or open up a conversation, or start a conversation, whatever it may be. If it's a little story, it's still important. The people need to hear about your story because.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. You know what? Taking back that's good. that's a good topic. Let me tell you, I had experience with working on this job. And you know how sometimes people can see the potential in you where you don't see, you know, I was in my comfort zone like you were speaking about. I was totally in my comfort zone, and I didn't want to come out of it. And my boss seen more than I actually seen in myself, and he was giving me this position to manage and take control. And I denied it because, like you said, that comfort zone, and then sometimes the comfort zone and also the fear of thinking, like, you're not going to be able to handle all of this. This too much. You know, and I think I was bringing so much of my insecurities and my fears and all those things, and I was letting that thing control me to the point where I'm moving on to a higher, more paying job and everything, and yet I was allowing it for years. I was given so many positions, and I allowed the fear of not feeling like that I was adequate for it. Where these my bosses and people that I was that seen it. So in this position, it was like God allowed me. They wasn't taking no for an answer. Like, you got to take this position. I'm not giving it to anybody else. I want you to have it. And I'm like, I don't want it. I was like, I didn't want it. I didn't want it. Like, I was actually turning it down. And I mean, my boss was like, I want you to have it. I'm not giving it to anybody else. I really want you to have it. And I was like, okay. Because he's just, you know. And let me tell you something. I went on and I did it. I went on, went for it, and I did a great job, you know. And I just thank God for showing me, look, you, like, and it was definitely God because it gave me favor. And also, and he allowed me to see, look, you need to, how the words to say, how would I say it? You have a lot more in you than you think you do. And sometimes God has a way of putting you in a position to bring out that what's in you that you don't even know is there, you know. And I was like, wow, you know, I just couldn't believe the things that I was able to do. And I just thank God for it. But, you know, it also showed me, you know, coming out of those fears, you know, and letting go and just, you know, you don't know what you can do. Don't let things hold you up. If you got a plan, if something else you want to do in life, go for it. Don't let nothing hold you back, not even yourself. Just go for it. And I just thank God how he pushed me in it. He pushed me because it wasn't me, because I actually denied it. And like, no, because I'm gonna stay on right here where I'm at in my comfort zone, and this is where I'm good at, and this is where I'm. But sometimes God want to move you to that next level, and sometimes we get so stuck because we scared to come out, you know, and move to another position. And he had to push me because I was, like I was just saying, I was so comfortable. I didn't want to go no further. And I had to be pushed, and I thank God for pushing me and giving me the favor, you know. But I'm gonna fall back and listen some more.
That's a beautiful statement you made. You know, like I say, God put you in a position where you couldn't back up, you couldn't do nothing but go forward.
Yeah, right.
And then you became unsatisfied, letting your limitation have its way with your decision.
Right.
The only thing doing was hindering you from receiving your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we always get enslaved in our mind. That's where all the problems come from. The enslavement belongs to all the corruption condition of the mind. If you can free your mind, you can talk about anything you want to do in life. But you have to free your mind. And like I say, you're going to get put in the position. You were forced to act. And God put you in a position where you had to act.
Yes.
You have to skip. You know, because I don't been there. You know, I don't done it. You know, like I said, I'm stretching the number. Now, I've been pushed in a position where I got to do what I got to do. I got to try. And that's the most important thing. You want to try. You don't want the regrets in your life looking back.
Right.
And that's when you took control. You took your control. And that's the key factor. And like I said, I can hear that confidence in you now. If you wouldn't have made that move, you probably wouldn't be the person you are right now.
But you know what? And it showed me. It showed me the amazed how I mean God is amazing, and because I didn't think I could do it, and He had to push me into it to show me you can do it. And so really, it wasn't even so much I didn't really want to take it. I didn't think I could do it. I really didn't, and I was like, I'm gonna stay where I'm at. But God was like, no, I want you there. This is where I want you, but I didn't want to. I didn't, you know, because like you said, the comfort zone. And sometimes we want more, but we rest so much in fear and stand in that comfort zone but we're not happy there because there's more that we want. And that's when it becomes sad. I think, you know, if you're okay where you at and you're truly okay at whatever level you at, I can't argue with that because at least you're happy. But when you're happy and you're not happy, but you only dare out of your fears, but you want to go further, but you only at that level of somewhere out of fear, then that's sad because you're limiting yourself and you're allowing fear to take over you and to keep you at a level of you keeping you there when you want to go beyond there. And that's when it becomes sad. And so for me, I thank God because He had to push me because I did want to go up and further, but I was fearful of thinking, oh, I might not be able to really handle that. It's a big job to, you know, do and all this and that, and I probably won't be able to do everything. And I was just letting that take control of me because, like you were saying, you know, those lives, growing up with the insecurities, things that were spoken into my spirit, the negative words that were said, that always kept plagued me for years to make me feel insecure and like I was never adequate and everything. And that played a part in my life. And through the word of God, let me know that God is letting you know that He'll let you know, you renew your mind. Like being renewed your mind, knowing that you are somebody, that you don't allow to, I have allowed those words that were said years ago to play a part in my future, but now that things, they're cast down, and knowing that I am somebody and I cannot allow those words to continue to plague me, that I must move on in my destiny. And a lot of people are suffering with hurts and pains that, you know, limit them from going to the level or going where they want to go because of the attack of words and different things that they have experienced. But when you start to renew your mind, know that you are somebody, knowing that you can achieve, that you have to cast down those negative things that were set into your spirit. And I love to talk about those kind of things because I have experienced them. So I always like to talk to people about it because I would love to see people free from it that had, you know, those things happen in their lives. That so that they may be free to know that you have to renew your mind and you have to cast down, you have to forgive, and you have to move on and walk into your destiny. Do whatever you feel the need, whatever that you want to do. Don't let nothing hold you back. Don't let the words of insecurities and fears and all that, because they're only there to hinder you. They're only there to hold you up for what God got for you.
Yes. Yeah, that is so true because, you know, if you haven't stepped into that, into your greatness, you will never discover what you haven't. And like I said, and that's the biggest problem with us people. We don't want to recognize our limitations.
Right.
You know, you got to recognize it in life so that you can move on in life. Mm-hmm. There's so many demons and bad spirit out there. Like you say, you know, there's so many things that can come at you in so many different angles. So you have to put yourself in a position in life where you can see everything coming at you. Because this is what I say to myself sometimes. This is what I see to myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know where the devil is at all times. As long as you know where he at, he can't get you.
I don't think knowing where he's at, because he's forever around. I think the whole key is preparing yourself, because just like you said, you don't never know what's going to come at you. But as the word says, you would say, they put on that breastplate armor, that head, we have to protect ourselves as if we in war, so that when any time that you are faced with the enemy, you are under a protective shield, meaning the word of God, under the protection shield of having his word, so you're able to fight, because without it, you can't, because he's always around. You don't never know when he's coming, but whenever he's coming, you have to be protected. Because he's always around. I mean, as the Bible says, he's like a roaring lion seeking to who he may devour. So he's forever lurking. But for the people who sleep on him,
then you get
devoured. So we can't sleep on, we can't never for 1 minute to sleep on him, because he's forever seeking out to disrupt our lives in whatever way he can.
Okay. Hold that thought. We're going to go to a short commercial break right here. I want to welcome y'all that who just tuning in to welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. My name is John Lowe. And the topic is Take Back Your Control. We're going to go to a short commercial break.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. I want to encourage you guys to go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your MP3 today. That's www.hiphopnational.com. And we'll be back in a few minutes. But just to let you guys know, we'd like to get you to start to participate and send your music in today. That's www.hiphopnational.com. Sorry, John, I was a little off cue. My family had came into the place. So just to let you know, man, I do apologize. All right, guys, we'll be back in just a moment. Here's Crazy for Christ, What You Want.
Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can never change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life. But, hey, I'ma give you my world. Tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want?
What you want?
Anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you. Probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what? My dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit. Left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look. You doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is. That's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still hella, God got me high. No.
no angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you.
Look. What you want?
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dr. A.T.
Hey, everybody. This is Dino Mataloni of the Ask Dino Show. I love hanging out with the great people of Hip Hop National Radio. Hostess Lady Di, CEO of Hip Hop Magazine, Myra Morris, and producer extraordinaire Poetic. I love the show. I call in all the time. It's very cool. Now, please be...
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
I'm a John Lowe. My name is John Lowe, and the title of the topic is Back Your Control. And I would like to propose a question. You know,
hey John, it seems like we're having some technical difficulties with your line. I don't know, for some reason you're breaking up. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. Guys, you're listening to the Ministry of Motivation, Taking Back Your Control on Hip Hop National Radio. Want you guys to know this is a new format that we come up with to present for you guys on Sunday to bring the gospel community in a little closer, let them know that we are definitely here to embrace your music as well. Also, it's to actually to encourage the youth and the young minds and their mindset on what, and get their focus on the Father, the Creator, who have given them the gift of music, and let them know that they need to stay humble and within their domains to realize that it is a Creator who have put things together for you. Not, this is not to shove it down your throat, but this is to welcome you in, bring it to you. John, have you fixed it?
Well, we got some bad weather. Some bad weather just hit my little hometown here and stuff like that. So that might be a problem. So, you know, we could cancel the show and pick up for next week, you know what I mean? Because we got some bad weather going on right now. Just don't touch
okay,
down
guys.
Well.
We want to thank you guys for participating in tonight's show. Thank you, Twyla, for calling in.
Oh, you
appreciate
welcome.
You. Well, it's always a pleasure. Having you on.
Definitely. It's a pleasure being here.
All right. If you guys would like to participate, all you have to do is press the number one, and that let us know that you would like to be a part of the show. But as for now, guys, we're getting ready to end tonight's episode, and we expect to see you again tomorrow night. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Let's... bring it back alive. All right, guys, I'm about to go ahead and go to some music, and y'all enjoy the show. This is Flex, Anti-Heroes.
And whatever it is that's got a hold on me, I just need it to let go. Yo, Flex,
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my soldiers. Right now it's scary. I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never pretend. So don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I can lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I can take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flops. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so even a taste is bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. With so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sorta had me sorta misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived to say my goodbyes, tripping over egos and lies. Never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of us die, but I can rest possessing my pride. All that aside, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plan. So what the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my ship. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec, while I release from the noose. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
Up next, we have Zay with Closer to My King. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Say, Mike. Just say, Zay. Let's tell them where we're trying to be. Let's go.
Said I wanna be closer to my King. Said I wanna be closer to my King.
Yeah.
I wanna be closer than close, next to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see, so we stay with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the King. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Yeah, cause we give the glory to he. Yeah, and never take it for keeps. Yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech. Yeah, we aiming to teach. Yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God. So we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs. Our Father, please, it can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Yeah, every day we live for the day. E-S-U-S, believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Yeah, 7, you see. I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching.
yeah. So I studied my Bible, no more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that. So when I say you're strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah, yeah.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. My soul was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on his battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. Saint John my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. Get closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, get closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. Get closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King. Ooh, hey, hey. That's where I wanna be.
Praise him. I'm gonna joy. When I'm gonna joy it. not in the things and the circumstances around me. Can't joy in that because ain't nothing going my way. But I can joy in Yah. Hallelujah. Oh, Yah don't never fail. Yah don't never backslide.
P to the R-A-S-I-E, B to the E-A-C-N-E, every time in my L to the I-F-E, is S to the R-I-F-N-E, so if you wanna be F-R-E-E, true praise Yah and U-S-E-E, no other G's, A-L-I-V-E, O-Y-H-W-H truly, he healed my H-E-A-R-T, when I was H-U-R-T-I-N-G, and he can do the S-A-M-N-E. Anyone spelling this out with me? Say Y-A-H-H-E-L-P. M-E, I need you A-S-A-P. To R-E-S-T-O-R-E. M-E from my iniquity. And my T-A-T's before I breathe. So I can be E-hooked back to thee. Like 2-6-4-5-L-E-V. Hallelujah to the K-I-N-G.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be shy. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is the paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thong song. Read up on your word too and don't be quoting songs wrong. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, to start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Jesus came and died for the holy. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set the back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. Alpha and Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. Just know that Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. He can hate all he want, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do, working in a hospital? Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need. Humble cry, he can't ignore. Why you think our Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing.
Jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
Jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet.
Everybody know, everybody know, everybody know, everybody know.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on. To the beat, come on.
know, everybody know.
Is Cashier Cares by Michael Green.
No matter how heavy your burdens, no matter how difficult the storm, just remember Jesus cares.
I care for you when the burden seems too heavy. I care for you when the load weighs you down. I care for you, and I want you to cast all your cares on me.
He cares for me when the burden is too heavy. He cares for me when the pain is hard to bear. He cares for me, and I'm going to cast all my cares on him. Oh, cast my cares on him. Oh, cast all my cares on him. That's what I'm gonna do, and I want you to know he cares for you too. Just cast your cares on him.
For those of you who are experiencing depression, thoughts of suicide, and loneliness, we've come to let you know that Jesus cares.
He cares for you. He cares for you. He cares. He cares for
like you don't need no help. Jesus is a friend who is faithful and true. So stop sin, stop the drama, and hear what he says to you. He says,
cast
all your
cares
on me.
I'm a loneliness.
thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.